A dozen hospitals and health organizations in the state could unify as one nonprofit under a proposal being considered by MaineHealth. Officials at the network say bringing together these current members as a single entity with a $2 billion budget could create a more stable healthcare system. But as Patty White reports, the proposal is also stoking fear among some hospitals that they'll lose too much local control to the detriment of patients.
This idea to potentially unify MaineHealth's members has been simmering for years, but recent trends in the healthcare industry have brought the conversation to the forefront. One hospital system that's struggling under the changes is Southern Maine Healthcare. President and CEO Ed McGeechee says specialized care is increasingly provided by larger hospitals like Maine Medical Center.
And so an awful lot of financial resources are going out of York County to Portland.
It's a national dynamic, says McGeechee, that puts community hospitals like his in precarious financial positions.
At some point, in order to sustain the services here in York County, some of that money that's currently going into to the Maine Medical Center or the Portland system really does need to come back to York County.
That's what unification can do, says MaineHealth President Bill Caron. He says the current system, in which each member of the network operates as its own financial entity, has a downside.
So that if we have one hospital getting in financial difficulty because of volumes or payment trends or other kinds of activities, and we see another hospital in the system doing very well, it's difficult, if not impossible, to transfer funds between those two organizations because they are separate corporate entities.
The result is that these smaller hospitals may be forced to reduce or cut services. But Caron says a unified model would ensure funding for an appropriate level of care throughout the network.
That has the effect of not having a single community relying upon its own finances in a payment system that doesn't work appropriately in many rural settings.
Caron stresses that the unified model is still in the beginning stages of discussion. There aren't a lot of details, but unification would mean the creation of a single governing body, and that's raised concerns at some hospitals. The medical staff at Waldo County General in Belfast voted unanimously in November against pursuing unification over fears that it would lose independence and be forced to defer to decision makers outside of the community. At Lincoln Health in the Midcoast, board member Les Fossil shares that concern.
Top-down, centralized control generally doesn't produce good grassroots results.
Fossil says Lincoln Health is in the black and performing well. It's not clear to him that unification will benefit all MaineHealth members.
Then I become very concerned that we don't solve problems, we just trade problems.
But the president and CEO of Lincoln Health, Jim Donovan, says it makes sense for MaineHealth's members to at least explore the idea. Discussions at member boards will take place through the spring when it's hoped that a consensus will be reached on whether to embrace or abandon unification. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.